Okay, we're beginning here on the top of Tzadik Chayat Amad Aleph. There, about it's 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines down. V'amar Rabbi Abba, ein lecha keitz migule mizeh. There's no greater siman that the keitz is coming than this. Shenemar, because it says in Yechezkel, v'atem harei Yisrael, anfechem titenu ufiryechem tis'u da'am Yisrael. That when there is agricultural growth, and that when the land gives forth its produce, then you will know that we're karov the kate. So this is an often cited pasuk for the modern day Israel that we are in igvodo de mishicha, because this is what we see before our eyes. Those of us that are lucky enough to live in Eretz Yisrael, to see the branches of Eretz Yisrael bringing forth their fruits and the development of the land. And here it is. It's a siman the kate. As Rashi says, k'titen Eretz Yisrael priyab ein yafet az yikarev kate. When it gives bountiful produce, then you know the kate is nearby. Rabbi Elazar Omer, af mizeh. Even from here you can see it. Shnemar, kalifnei hayamim haheim schar adam lonia uschar abehema enena uteidava vilaba in shalom minzar. So because the puzzle from Zechariah, it says that before those days, before that time period, there will be no, people will find it hard to make a parnosa, there will be no parnosa for people, and even a behema, nobody, there will be no schar even for using an animal. And those that travel go in and out, in shalom, there's no peace, minatzar. Minatzar over here, Rashi gives two possibilities of what minatzar is, either mirova tzarot, from the large number of difficulties, or miyetzer hara, from the yetzer hara. So over here it says, my the yotze ulaba, ein shalom and minatzar. So what does it mean that uli yotze ulaba, ein shalom minatzar? So Rav Amar, af talmidei chachamim, that ein shalom means even for the talmidei chachamim there'll be no peace. Kshinem, ketuv behem shalom, tichtiv, shalom rav, lo avei toratecha. So that's the ein shalom yipnei tzar. So even those that are normally at peace, or they have peace because they are asuk b'torah, nevertheless, in shalom ipnei tzar, they still will be affected, again, according to Rashi, either affected by the tzarot or affected by the yetzer hara. So these are the tamid chachamim, because their din is, let's say, v'lavo b'shalom, generally. Nevertheless, over here, it'll be, they will have in shalom min atzar. Shmuel amar ashiu kol ha-she'arim kulam shkulin. Shmuel says, no, it'll reach a point when all of the prices, all the market prices are equal. That's how you know. Meaning that the prices for grain and the prices for wine will be at the same level. And that's either, same level can be that they're both very cheap, which is at Chamishit in the fifth year. We said last year, yesterday, that Sova Gadol Baleolam, great abundance comes to the world. Or it could be that they're Shavin, Shuklan Yakarim, that they're all expensive, meaning that they all reach a certain point or level where everything's expensive, or that everything is cheap. That's how you know, or that's the siman that the Kates is coming. Bichanina ein ben David ba, ach begeish dag de chole velo yimatze. Till someone looks for a fish for someone who's sick and they can't find it. Shinema, because it says as ashkia meimehem v'narotam kashemen olich. Right, so I will make settled their waters and their rivers to flow like oil, or I'll cause to run like oil. And it says in that day, in the pasuk, by Yomahu, etzmiach keren the Beit Yisrael. That day, or in that time, I will bring strength to Beit Yisrael. So now, olich kashemen is, Rashi calls it kfuyin, that the modern word is frozen, but I don't know if that means frozen, but it might mean just thick, that the waters will be thick like shemen, and therefore there won't be any fish that can live or survive in such waters. And since they can't survive in such waters, there'll be a siman that the kates is coming close. Because once the waters cannot maintain the fish, the pasuk that's also found in Yechezkel, it's not immediately afterwards found there, that it's Bayom HaHu HaSmeach here on the Beit Yisrael. Amarami bar Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, Im Ben David Ba'ad Shetechle Machut Hazala Mi'Yisrael. So the two ways to read this. One is the way Rashi reads it, which is that Ben David doesn't come until Techle Machut Hazala Mi'Yisrael. Rashi reads it as that even the lightest form of rulership or leadership will be removed from Kla Yisrael. Now they have no rulership, they have no power whatsoever. So even a machud hazala means, from the word zal or zol, right, the cheapest, even the least of authority will be taken away from B'nai Yisrael. Shnemar, because it says Becharat Hazal Zalim Bimazmeirot. They will cut away, I mean, here it means the young branches with the pruning hooks. It says right after Beitahi Yovil Shai Hashem Tzvakot Imemashech Am Memashech Umarat. The pasuk indicates that when these items are cut out, then on that day Hashem will come and take care of the nation that has been abused and ruined. So the Rashi learns it as being that when any authority is taken away from Bnei Israel. The other way to learn it, the Marsha and others learn it that it's Amar Rav Chanan ben David Ba'al Shetichlem Achut Azalam Yisrael. Achut Azalam means foreign authority goes away from Bnei Israel. And when there's no other foreign powers that rule over Bnei Israel, that's when the Ben David will come. Amar Ziri, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ein Ben David Ba'al Achichlu Gasei Ruach Yisrael. Ben David doesn't come until those that are haughty are removed from Bnei Israel. Shenema, because it says, Ki Az Asir Mikirbech, Alize Gavatech. At that day, I remove from amongst you, right, the exalted, those that are exalted in your arrogance. Uchtiv, and then it says, "Bish arti bikirbech am ani vadal b'chasu b'shem Hashem." So I will remove from amongst you the elize gavatech, right? You're exalted, or those that are exalted in your arrogance. And what will remain, bish arti, what will remain are am ani, right? The humble and dal and the destitute peoples v'chasu b'shem Hashem, and they will take shelter in the name of Hashem. So those that remain will have shelter in the with Hashem, which is the Mashiach or the Ben David Ba. So that's the Siman. When Hashem is removed, those that are haughty, and what remains is the humble and destitute, then Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring them in, put them under his wing. So Amar Rabbi Simlai Mishum Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Ein Ben David Ba Shechlu Kol Shoftim Vishotrim Yisrael. That Ben David won't come until all the judges and Chotrim, police or enforcers or sheriffs from Israel, Shneamar, says, Vashiva Yadi Alayich, Ve'etzrof Kabor Sigayich. And so I will return my hand against you, or my arm against you, I will turn my hand against you, Ve'etzrof, and I will refine Kabor Sigayich, your dross, with, here, Kabor is like from the word Borit. From with lie, as with lie, that cleans out the dross. That's what I will do to you. V'yas shiva shof tayich. Right? And I will return shof tayich, your judges. So when Hashem comes to purify us and comes to clean up the situation, Rashi says here, the bidilayich, which is part of what's missing from the pasuk here. It's v'tzrof kabor sigach v'asira kol bidilayich. So bedilayich over here, those are badel, those are that are separated, those are the roshei am, those that are the heads of the nation, those are the shoftim and the shrotri and the important people. So once I've cleared out all that dross, I've removed all those that, I mean, the real puzzle means the base metals, but once I've removed those that are unique or special in the am, then vashiva shoftayach, then I can return, Shem says that I can return to bring you back your judges, and I can return to bring you Ben David. Amarula. Ein Yerushalayim Niftet, Ela Bitzdaka. So here the Girsa is Yerushalayim. It seems to be that most of the poskim see it as Ein Yisrael Niftet. The Jews will not be redeemed, Ela Bitzdaka, Shnemar, Tzion B'mishpat Tibade, V'shavea Bitzdaka. Right, this is the Haftorah for Varim, for Shabbat Chazon. So that's the what we just read, the previous pasuk also. And this pasuk is Tzion B'mishpat Tibade, that Tzion will be redeemed, right, in the righteousness. Shaveh b'tztaka, and those that return, or those that do tshuva b'tztaka, those that are generous of heart. And over here, we have over here, Amar Ulein Yerushalayim Niftet El b'tztaka, but if you look in the Rambam, it's interesting, the Rambam is introduction, in Hilchot Matnot Aniyim, in Perek Yud, he says, Chayvim anot lizayir b'mitzvat tztaka, yoter mikol mitzvat aseh. It's more important than any other mitzvat aseh. Shetztaka, siman tzadik. It's one of the simanim of a tzaddik. Zera Avraham Avinu Shneemar says the pasuk in Hashem says about Avraham when he's going to wipe out Sodom. Ki etadiv l'mayshri tzaved banava acharav lasot tzaka umishpat ve'ein kisei Yisrael mitkonein v'dat emet omeret elo bitztaka. Right, so the throne of Israel and the truth and the religious truths only come about bitztaka Shneemar bitztaka techonani. And then the last line here ve'ein Yisrael nigalim. Ela bitztaka, shnemer tzion bishvat tipadeh, ushaveh bitztaka. So the Rambam quotes this, but he quotes it as being in Yisrael nigalim, not in Yerushalayim nigalim, and the tour also in Yeridei, Siman Reshirim Zayin, Hilchot Tzedaka. Also his introduction about the greatness of Tzedaka also quotes the same thing and says, Ve'en Yisrael nigalim, ela bitztaka. Shnemer tzion bimishpat tipadeh, ushaveh bitztaka. Amar Rabba I betilei batle yihirei, batle yamgushe. If those that are haughty, and those that are gasei ruach, are eliminated, then batle yamgushe, and we'll get rid of the agushe. So Rashi says the amgushe are parsiim, these Persian mechashvim, sorcerers. Persian sorcerers, mitzarim l'Israel, that cause a lot of trouble for Israel. And the other possibility Rashi says, yikamandam are gdufe of the chamim, those that are, these of the chamim that curse us and that are less than pleasant towards Bnei Israel. So we get rid of those that are haughty. In Bnei Israel, they will not bother us. If we get rid of the judges, then we'll get rid of the gzirfti. Now these gzirfti, if you look, the Aruch says that these are sarisevi shotrei asarim. These are the, you know, the people, the government officials, or the sheriffs of the government. So this is Mar is going to bring I batli here, I batli im gushe. How do I know that? Dichtiv. It's rof, kabor sigaech, vasiri, sira kol bedilayich. Right, so I will clear you out. I will clear out all the dross, all the bad stuff from you, vasira kol bedilayich. And I'll get rid of all the, right, all that which is, all the base metals. So that means getting rid of the amgushe is getting rid of the bad. So if I get rid of all those that are haughty, then I remove all those that are bad. Vi batli dayani batli gzirfti. Hashem remove all the judgments and clear away all your enemies. So when you remove the mishpatim, so over here again, I'll get rid of all of your enemies. Again, Rashi calls exifte shoftim of the chavim, achoftim et yisho v'maklot. So shoftim, non-Jewish shoftim, that cause bad or negative towards Klal Yisrael. So therefore, if I get rid of the sigayich, those that are gasei aruach, and I'll clear it out, and sakeim, then I'll get rid of the bidilayach, all of those that are the base. So it's a midah connected midah. If we get rid of the gasei aruach, then Kadosh Baruch Hu will get rid of those that are lord over us, those that cause problems for us. If we get rid of the dayanim, the bad dayanim, Hashem will get rid of shoftai, their shoftim, the gzirftavi, those the authorities, the non-Jewish authorities or people that lord over us again, he'll get rid of them. So it's a midah connected midah. If we take care of in Klal Yisrael, we clear out those that are, right, less than pleasant or not just, then Hashem will respond by also clearing out those that cause us those tzarot. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Me'ita Dor Shemit Ma'et V'Holeich Chakelo. If you see a generation that is going down, that is dwindling, then Chakelo, wait for the Mashiach to come. Shneamar, it says in Shmuel, this is in the Shirat David, right, that we read as of Torah. Bet am ani toshia. It's when the nation is am ani, when they're poor and there's nothing left to them, then toshia, then the redemption will come, they'll be saved. Rabbi Yochanan, Marita Dorsha Tzarot Rabot Baot Olav. You see a generation in which a lot of difficulties are coming upon it. Kinahar, like the flowing river, Chakelo, wait for the Mashiach to come. Shinemar, Kikavo, Kanahar, Tzar. Right, when the travails come like the flowing river, Ruach Hashem nosisa, the Ruach Hashem is gnawing bow, and then it says afterwards, the continuation, the pasuk right after, Samichleu Balatzion Goel. At that point, the Goel will come to redeem Klal Yisrael. So when the tzarot are flowing, and they're gnawing, the Ruach Hashem is gnawing at us, then we'll know that it's on the footsteps or the doorway to Mashiach coming. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan in David ba ela bedor shekulo zakai o kulo chayav. Ben David only come into a generation which is totally zakai or totally chayav. Bedor shekulo zakai. What does it mean? A generation that is totally or merits the Mashiach. Tiv amech kulam tzadikim. The olam yushuaretz. Right. So that's the amech. That's kulam tzadikim. Then they will be yushuaretz. Right. They will get the land. They will have the time that Mashiach comes. Bedor shekulo chayav. Tiv. There's appointed time. Hashem will say, there's no man, and he was astonished not to find anybody. And there's no one to entreat him. And it says, so even though there's no one deserving, we do not have the merits to bring Ben David, and bless Hashem's the maniyaseh. I will do it for my own sake. This is the idea that Hashem says in the end, I have to because of the Chilul Hashem that happens, and to be Mekadesh, the Shem Hashem, Hashem has to bring the Mashiach. Not because we're necessarily deserving, but to protect his name, to Mekadesh his name, he'll bring it. So there are two possibilities. Either Zakayin, either they merit to bring in the Mashiach, but they don't marry it, Hashem's going to do it on his own accord, because he needs to protect his name and bring around the Kiddush Hashem. Right. Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Rami. So Rabbi Levi says, Risha used to ask about these psukim. Tiv, it says, Inishayahu bi'ita uchtiv achishena. It says in the pasuk, bi'ita achishena. In its time, I will speed it up. Well, what is it? Is it in its time or achishena? Am I speeding it up? Zochu achishena. If they merit it, the Mashiach will come, achishena, I'll speed it up. Lo zochu, if not, bi'ita, it'll come in its time. Meaning that there is an appointed time or a fixed time when Mashiach will come or Ben David will come. That will come if they're not deserving. If they deserve, they can bring it earlier, it can come faster. And Alexander Rishur ben Levi Rami used to ask about this perspective. It says in Daniel, Ba'aru Menenesh Mayak, Barinish Ate. Behold, like the clouds of heaven, the man comes. He comes like a man from the clouds of heaven. Chtiv, Anev Rochev HaChamor. It's a poor person riding on a chamor. So Rashi equates these to the Bi'ita and Achishen about speed. Right, speed coming from the Shamayim comes down like in speed, and Ani Rochev HaChamor is coming slowly. Could have just, you could have separated the two and say also one is coming down in a miraculous fashion, and one of them is riding up, on a chamor like anybody else. So the question, how do you explain this? So again, Zochu im Anenei Shmaya. If there's Zochu, then it'll come down like a flash from heaven, or again with all the pomp and circumstance of coming from heaven. Lo Zochu, if not, Ani Rochev HaChamor. Then he's going to come, either in the slow manner, as Rashi says, or without any pomp and circumstance, right up in his donkey, and the Mashiach will come. So Shvar Malko was making fun, a little bit of fun of Shmuel. It's one of the Rayot, right? The Gemara, another place when it says Shvar Malko, right, was a Persian king. The Rishonim argue about whether Shvar Malko was a Persian king or Shmuel, right? That, because Shmuel was a leader at the time. So was this a name that was given to Shmuel, Shvar Malko? Here you have Shvar Malko speaking to Shmuel. Right, so Amalei Shvar, it'd be indications that Shvar Malko is a Persian king. So Amalei Shvar Malko to Shmuel, Amrito Mashiach al Chamra Ate. As you guys say, he's making fun of him, that Mashiach will come on a chamor. Ishter le susya braka dili. Come on, listen, why is he going to come on a chamor for? I got the, I don't know if you want to call it, I would have called it the lightning horse. Rashi says, braka over here is sus misurak. I have a combed and beautiful horse, the choicest of my stables, or the Badka, right, is Baduk Larutz, is a racehorse, right? It's a
flashy
horse, or he's like a lightning fast horse. I have the, what does he need a chamor for? I can provide him what he needs. So he says, Amalei, meet the chab, Baruch Yur Gavne? Do you have, and again, I would have read this as Baruch Yur Gavne, do you have a white? Beautiful, purely white horse, that's Chiyur Gavne. Rashi says over here, Chiyur is a Bar Me'ah Gavne. It's made of, has 100 colors, right? It's multicolored, Chamor. And he says, in Persian, the word Chiyur means 100. So he's got, I'm saying 100, maybe not literally, but is he multicolored? And, I think he was being Doche Shvar Malko, because he didn't have anything really to answer him. So he just says to him, do you have that multicolored horse? He only comes on multicolored chamorim, so I don't think your horse is going to suffice for him. All right, so now, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Ashkach leluyahu da'avikayma pitcho d'me'arto d'b'shim ben Yochai. So, Rabbi Shua ben Levi found Eliyahu sitting at the opening to the cave of b'shim ben Yochai. It's not clear to me here if it's the Ma'arta of b'shim ben Yochai after he's passed away. I mean, the petach of the Ma'ara is the Ma'ara of his burial Ma'ara. Or is it the petach of Rabbi Shimon, Ma'arta of b'shim ben Yochai, is where he learned, right, where he hid with his son, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. And whether he was, this is at the time that he was there, or maybe a later time, it's not clear from here. So, Malay, Atina l'amu da'ate. So, Rabbi Shimon Levi asked Eliyahu, am I going to get to Olam Haba? Said, does it mince words? Let me get down to the bottom line. Am I getting to Olam Haba? So, Malay, Imir Tzeh, Adon Hazeh. Ask our partner over here, meaning that the Shekhinah is with us over here. Why don't you just, why are you going through me? Just go straight to Hashem, who's with us over here. So, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Shnaim Re'iti. We call Gimel Shamati, or close Lishi Shamati, meaning that even though there were two of us only present, meaning myself and Eliyahu, nevertheless I heard three. Meaning that I heard a third voice, I heard it from Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Eliyahu was thinking, why would you go through the messenger when you can go direct? I mean, why would you go indirect when you can go direct to what Kodesh Baruch Hu can ask him? So Amalei, Aimat Ati Mashiach. When is Mashiach coming? So Amalei, Zil Shaila today. Why are you asking me? Go ask Mashiach. And so his answer in both cases, Eliyahu's answer in both cases is, am I going to Olam Haba? He says, ask Hashem. Why are you asking me? He asks him, when's Mashiach? He says, why are you asking me? Ask Mashiach. So each time Eliyahu is passing him on to the one that he should ask. So he says, Veichi Yativ. So he says, where is he? I mean, you're telling me to go ask him, where is he? So he says, Apitcho di Karto. He's in, or the Girsa Dagro and Rashi seems to be that it's Pitcho di Romi. So he says, the doorway or the gateway to the city or the gateway to Rome. And Rashi brings another interpretation that talking about Gan Eden, that's connected to Olam Hazeh, and it's talking about the Petach, I don't know if it's the Petach of Gan Eden, or the Petach of the city Rome, that's connected the part of Gan Eden, that's connected to Kol Olam. Umay Simane, how do I know who he is? So, Ziyate Bene Anine, Sovlei Chalaim, he's sitting amongst the, those that are destitute, that have, tremendous, sicknesses and difficulties. So, Kulan, all of them, Sharuba Sire Bechad Zimna, all of them remove all of their bandages from all their wounds, and then they replace all their bandages. They take all them off. But you, Sharichad Vasirchad, he only does one wound at a time. He unwraps and wraps one wound at a time. Why? Because he might be called at any minute. Can't be, he doesn't have to waste the time of putting on all his bandages. So he does them one at a time so that he won't have to be delayed if he gets called to service. Samar Dilma Mivina Me'ina delo yake, because he says, I don't want to hold back coming when I'm called into service. So sure enough, Reb Shimon Levi went to visit Mashiach. Amalei, Shalom Alecha Rabbi Amori. He figured out who this was, and he says, Shalom Alecha Rabbi Amori. Amalei, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi. Says, welcome to you, Bar Levi, Bar Levi, right? So Amalei, Leima Tatimar. He says to the Mashiach, when are you coming? He says, Amalei, Ayo, today. So Atel Gabi Eliyahu, he goes back to Eliyahu, Malay, my arm alecha. So he says, Eliyahu says, what do you tell you? So Malay, Shamalecha Bar Levi. Says, Shamalecha Bar Levi. So first of all, he says to Malay, Aftecha Lecha Velavuch Lomadate. All right, first of all, that's clear that you and your father are going to Olam Haba, because the fact that he called you by your name, or even by your father's name, he wouldn't have responded to you, he wouldn't have addressed you directly if you weren't worthy of Olam Haba. So that tells you, that's the answer to your first question, even though you told him to go speak to Hashem about it. Nevertheless, he got his answer from the Mashiach. Then he says, Amalei, says back to him, Shkurei Ka Shakarbi. He's a liar. Mashiach's a liar. He says, I'm coming today. And the sun just set, and he's not here. What are you talking about? This is what he meant to say to you. It's up to you. Every day is the day for Mashiach. You just got to listen to Hashem. So I mean that every day has the potential to be the day that Mashiach comes. There's no specific day that he comes when the time is right, when we've listened to what the Kodesh Baruch was asked of us. Shalu Talmidav Zit Rabbi Yossi ben Kismay Matai ben David Ba. When is he coming? Amar Mitiare Ani Shemet Vakshumi Meniot. Says, I'm afraid to tell you because then you're going to ask me for a siman that it's true. So Amar Lo, Inanu Mavakshim Mechot. Don't worry. You tell us, we won't ask you for any siman. So Amar Lei, Kadishipo Lashar Azeh Vivne. When this gateway falls, it's rebuilt. Vipo falls again, Vivne is rebuilt. Vipo, Vein Maspikin Livnoto. And then it falls a third time, and they're unable to rebuild it. Aj ben David ba, until the Mashiach comes, that's when it'll be rebuilt. Rashi claims the Shar Zed that he's talking about his ear Romi. He's talking about the Shar of Rome, right? That's talking about. I think he could speak about the Shar of Yerushalayim also. Could be the other possibility. But Rashi calls it of the ear Romi, that once it falls and rebuilt in human hands, the last time it won't be rebuilt until ben David comes. So Amru lo Rabbeinu tein lanu ot. Give us a sign. Says Amar Lahem, Lo Kach Amartim Leish, Enatem Makshim Mimeni Oat. The only reason I told you, because I said, you said you won't ask me for an oat. They said, Amar Lahem, Afa Pikein. Anyway, come on, you can give us a sign. So Amar Lahem, Imkeim, Imkach, Yepchu Mei Marat Paimus, the Dam. Says, if I am right, let the waters of the Banyas, right, the source of the Yardain, turn to blood. And they turned to blood. So that was a siman that he was right, that would be the siman when Ben David comes. B'shad p'tirato armalem hemiku li aroni. When it came to his death, he said, make sure you bury me deep in the ground. Bury me deep in the ground. She ain't called deka, but deka shubavel, she ain't susho parasiim nikshar bo. Because there'll be no palm tree in Bavel that doesn't have a horse tied to it. A horse tied to it, meaning here, these are going to be the cavalry that are coming to attack. Right? Ve'ein lechal kol aron v'aron sh'beretz Yisrael, she ain't sus madai uchel bo teven. That there won't be an aron inside of Eretz Yisrael, which a median horse is not using it as a trough to eat from. In that the Paras and Madai are going to come and attack Bavel and capture it. And the areas of Eretz Bavel will be full of the troops or the legions of Paras and Madai and their horses. And then they're going to come to Eretz Yisrael and capture it. So make sure that you make sure that I'm very deep, because I don't want them using my aron for a trough. I don't want to get into any trouble over here. Amar Rav, Ein ben David ba ad shetishpashet ha-malchut al Yisrael tisha chodoshim. Ben David will not come until the Malchut rules over Klal Yisrael for 9 months. Now, who is the Malchut? Malchut in general, when the Gemara talks about Malchut, in a generic sense, it's Malchut Romi. Now, that's already Malchut Romi at Tisha Chadashim, and Ben Yisrael, that doesn't seem to be something right, that hasn't passed or transpired already. On the Masoret HaShas, on the side, says that in Yoma, the Girsa is B'chol Olam Kulo. And when they rule over the whole world for 9 months, that's when it will come, which that maybe seems more plausible. Shnemar, lachein itneim ad et yoleda yalada. Right, so then it will come, right, to, you will be given to your enemies ad et yoleda yalada, until the birth of a woman who gives birth. How long does it take for a woman to give birth? That gestational period is 9 months. So you will be given over to your enemies for 9 months. The yeter echav yishuvun al bnei Yisrael, remainder halakol olam shisom ufuzim bo. Right, so the yeter echav yishuvun al bnei Yisrael, they will be returned, or they will be over all of Klal Yisrael, or the yeter echav yishuvun. Afterwards, the Jews will return. Right, they will. The rest of the Jews will return to Eretz Yisrael. So either one possibility is that after the 9 months, when the enemies are on you, then you will return. Or the other possibility is, this is part of the proof. The remainder of his brethren will rule over Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael were scattered all over the world, not just in Eretz Yisrael, but scattered all over the world. They will rule over them. Amar Ula, Yaite v'loich mine. Ula says, Mashiach should come, and I shouldn't be there to see it or experience it. So, Amar Rabba says a similar thing. Yaite v'loich mine. Let him come, and I want to see it. Yosef Amar Yaiti Vazke Deite Betula De Kufita De Chamre says, bring him on. I want to be there. I want to sit in the shadow or the shade of the dung of his donkey. And that's how excited I'll be when he gets here. So I'm like, let me be a bear. Let me be for it. I'm like, bye the rabbo. So bye says the rabbo. My time. What's the reason? You don't want to be there for the Mashiach. What are you afraid of? You're afraid of the Chevle Mashiach that are going to come. What are the Chevle Mashiach? Rashi writes, it's interesting. If I would have read Chevle Mashiach as being the pangs, right? The pangs and the travails of Mashiach coming. Rashi writes, Goralo, right? The fate of the Mashiach. Rashi brings Lishna Achrina, which is more like we would say, which is Chavlo, Pachadim, Bechavalim. Right, the fear and the pains and pangs of him coming, Michael Abdul Kechavim, from the battles of the troops of the legions of the non-Jews. So that's fine. That would be the more, I don't know what he means by Goralo, for Shel Mashiach, the faith of Mashiach. I don't know if he's worried about what's going to happen to Mashiach when you're saved. I'm not exactly sure what Rashi is indicating by Goralo. But he says here, what are you worried about? If you're writing a Chevel Mashiach, by the time you have a brighter, Shalut Tamidavet Rabbi Elazar, Mayase Adam Yenatzel Michevel Shel Mashiach. How do you save yourself from the Chevel Mashiach? Right? What is it? Is it eating Sudash Lishit? Right? Is that what saves you from Chevel Mashiach? He says, no, Yasuf Betoro Gmilat Chasadim. Learn Torah and do Gmilat Chasadim. Umar and you, Rabbo, Ha Torah Ba Gmilat Chasadim. You have both of them. Samalei, Shema, Yigram, Achait. Right, because it seems maybe the chait will cause, right, me to lose out on it. Right, this Gemara has two problems with this. Gemara has two problems. One of them is found in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. It's Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in the Daf Yud Chet Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about Bnei Eli, the family of Eli. The pasuk says in Shmuel that V'chein Ishbat to the Beit Eli imit Chaper Avon Beit Eli b'zevach u'mincha. that basically Hashem says that they will never be forgiven. The sin of Beit Eli will never be forgiven. And therefore there'll be nobody who gets old from Beit Eli. They will all die young, right? And the Avon will always be outstanding for Beit Eli. So Amar Rava. Rava says, he's Medayek from the Pasuk, Bezevach u'mincha ino mitchaper. You can't forgive, the sin of Bnei Eli will not be forgiven by Zevach u'mincha, through Karbanot. Aval mitchaper b'Torah. It will be mitchaper through the learning of Torah. Abaye Amar, Bezevach u'mincha ino mitchaper. Aval mitchaper b'Torah u'gmilut chasadim. It will be mitchaper in Torah u'gmilut chasadim. Rabba ve'abaye mi'beit Eli katu. Rabba and Abaye both came from families of Beit Eli. They were both Kohanim that came from Beit Eli. Rabba de Asak b'Torah, Chaya Arbein Shnin. Rabba learned Torah, lived to 40, which was much beyond. He shouldn't have lived past 20, he lived to 40 because of the Zchut HaTorah. Abaye de Asak b'Torah, Ugmilut Chasadim, Chaya Shitin Shnin, lived till 60. What are the implications from this? The Rabba learned Torah, but did not do Gmilut Chasadim. Yet our Gemara over here says, you have Abaye asking Rabba, what are you ready about Chevlo Shemashiach? Yeah. Right, you have Torah, Ugmilut Chasadim. That's it. Right, he took them in when they were younger. Right, but that's here, the Gemara is explicit that he didn't do Gemilut, or he wasn't doing Gemilut Chasadim. And over here, it sounds like he does. So there are two ways to solve the problem. One is to change the Girsa. That's a question of whether the Girsa here is Rabba or not. I mean, that it might not, if you eliminate Rabba from the Girsa, then you don't have the problem because there's no challenge. Right now, Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah asks from our Gemara over here. He says, he was trying to explain here, he was telling whether the Girsa there should be Rabba or Rava. He says it has to be Rabba because Rabba wasn't a Kohen. Only Rabba was a Kohen. If Rabba's a Kohen, it can only be talking about Rabba and Abaye. He says, Ve'im tomar, ha'acha mashma, the Rabba lo yelo zchut shel gmilut chasidim. Va'amrina beperek ha'chelek, amalei abay the Rabba mar ha'torah ha'gmilut chasidim. Says, Ve'ish lamar, dimon bokom, abay asak tvei mineh. So that's the answer to what you were saying before, Joel, that of course Rabba did Gemilut Chasadim. He took an Abaye Lova. Of course he did Gemilut Chasadim, but he didn't do it to the level of Abaye. So that's what Abaye is saying over here. You did Torah and Gemilut Chasadim, and talk tells you about the Aniva, right, the tremendous amount of Abaye, that he spoke about Rabba, even though Abaye was, you know, at a tremendous level of Gemilut Chasadim, he still spoke about Rabba. Right, there's Rebbe, his Rebbe and his Chaver, that he spoke about him, that he did Gemilut Chasadim. So Ritosa says it's levels, it's about gradations of Gemilut Chasadim. And Elchanami did Gemilut Chasadim, he just didn't do it to the level of Abaye. So therefore he lived till 40. But here, Abaye is asking him why he's worried about the Chevlo Shel Mashiach. The other one here is Shema Yigrom Acheid. Shema Yigrom Acheid is actually a Gemara in Brachot, in Daf Dalet. There the Gemara gives three examples of Shema Yigrom Acheid. First, David HaMelech. It says, David Mikar Lenafshei Chasid. How could David call himself a Chasid? Active. Lulei Hemanti Lerod B'tuv Hashem Be'etz Chaim. Right, so V'tano Shmeid Rabbi Yossi Lamina Kura Lulei. Why do Lulei have dots on it? Amar David Lefin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shalom Muftach Ani B'cha Shata Mishalem Shkar Tov L'Tzadikim Lati Debo. Aval Eni Yodei Am Yesh Li Chelek B'neihem Im Lav. I don't know if I'm amongst them. So why did David call himself a Chasid and now he's worried about even getting into Gan Eden? What does he say? Shema Yidrom Achet. Also, Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi, we're going to do an argument in a second about Yaakov Avinu. We'll do this in 1 second in our Gemara. And the other case is by the Bia Shnia in the time of Zerubbabel and Ezra when they returned there to Israel. Also there it says Shema Yigrom Achet. So two of those are brought over here in our Gemara. That's what the Gemara says over here. That when Rabbi responded Shema Yigrom Achet, you're right. And Elchanami have Torah and Gemilut Chasadim. But maybe Yigrom Achet and I won't be Zocheh to be protected from Chevlei Mashiach. Because the Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi Rami Ketir, the Pasuk says, Ani Anochi B'cha V'shmarticha B'cha L'Asher Teilech. Shem guarantees to Yaakov that he's going to take care of him. He's in a lot of pain. He's worried about when he's going to meet Esav. What's he worried about? Hashem said to him, he's going to take care of him. What's he worried about? The answer is, he was worried that maybe the chait would take away his chuyot. He was at one time protected, but maybe the chataim or any chait that he did would then lose him that protection. Kedetanya was similar, right? Adyavor Am Chashem, Adyavor Am Zukanita. What's the repetition? Adyavor, Adyavor. So Am Chazu, Hashem, Zu Biarishona. Adyavor Am Chashem is the crossing over the Yardane. That's Biarishona when they came to the time of Yeshua. Adyavor Am Zukanita. Until they come back again, they cross the Yardane is in the time of Ezra and Zubavel. So what? Adyavor Am Zukanita, Zu Biashnia. That's the second time they came. Emor Meata Ruimayusel Asolem Nes, Biashnia, Biarishona. The Bnei Israel were worthy of having miracles come into the land of Israel like they did in the time of Yoshua when they came back in the time of Ezra. Ela shegaram hacheit. The chait caused them that they came back in a right under the jurisdiction of the Persians, under the permission and the granting of permission by the Persian authorities, rather than coming in a way like Yoshua who entered in the land and they conquered the land. Rabbi Yochanan had a similar statement, Yaiti v'loich minei, let him come and I don't want to be there for it. So I'm really shlokish. My time? What's the reason you don't want to be there? Ilayim mishum dichtiv, because you want to say, Kasher yanus ish mipnei hari, ufa ga'o adov. This man is having a bad day. He'll run away. It's a man runs away from a lion, and he bumps into a bear waiting for him. Uba bait, comes home. Samach yado, al, it's with an ayin over there. Al hakir, he'll put his arms on the wall. Unashacho hanachash. And then the snake, there's a hay there, and the snake bites him. So man's having bad luck. He bumps into a lion, chases him, then he gets captured, he runs away from the lion, lands in the, right, by a bear, and then after he comes, leaves the bear behind, he ends up in his house, and the snake bites him. So that's what you're worried about. He says, you're worried about that happening, latid lavo. So that's what you're worried about, that we come to Zman HaMashiach, these things are going to happen, so you don't want to be there for that. He says, borech tumato balamazeh. I can show you that it's happening right now. You don't have to wait for that time period. Right? The person goes out to the field of Pagobo Santar. He bumps into the surveyor, the government surveyor who sets the borders of the field. He bumps over there. It's like he bumped into a lion. Because until now, he was using his field. He thought he had these borders. All of a sudden, this guy comes along and reduces his borders. Say, you know, changes the borders. Ah, that's not yours. Then, comes back home. Comes back into the city, and the gabai, the tax collector, bumps into him and takes, you know, money from him at that point in time. That's like bumping into the domek mish pagodov. It's like he bumped into a bear. Nichnas the beitog, comes home, matzab banav benotav mutalim berav, comes home and finds everybody hungry. It's as if someone, it was bitten or they were bitten by the snake. So, you know, if that's what you're worried about, let me tell you something. There's plenty of that going around right now. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to wait for the Ikvah de Meshicha to see that. It says, no. Go out and see. Im yoleid zachar. Does a man ever give birth? Right? A woman goes birth, not a man. Go out and see if a man ever gives birth. Madua ra'iti kogeri yadava chalatzav ki yoleida. Why is every man holding his loins like he's pregnant or he just gave birth? And every face is turned pallid, meaning that their pains and that they're experiencing. And there's man that the Mashiach comes, they're going to go out, you're going to see all these individuals suffering in pain. He says, I don't want to be amongst them. So, my reiti kol gever, what does it mean that I see every man? That the one who is, has all the gura belongs to him. Right, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So if Kodesh Baruch Hu is, he's saying, instead, we read the pasuk mean literally, that the people will suffer. But no, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Misha Gvach Lo, Hashem is suffering. Why is he suffering? It's like Yolei Da, because when he has to, B'shesh Mavir of the Chamin B'nei Yisrael, right, how can he do this? Why? My Nefchu Kobanim Le'irakon, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Pamal Shomal, Pal Yema. No, Shalu, have you ever seen a man give birth? So why is every man walking around holding his loins as if he gave birth? Must be the pain is coming from something else. It means that somebody else causing the pain. So they said, who is the one who's got that pain? Either it's human beings that have the pain, and then the other interpretation is that it's Kodesh Baruch Hu in that pain. Why is Hashem in pain? Hashem's in pain because of what he has to do down here, which is that he has to get rid of the old Chachamim from Bnei Yisrael. Why? Because the Malachim in Yisrael, because he says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Pamaya, Shamaya, Pamaya, Shamata, whether it's Bnei Yisrael or the Malachim, everybody is going to be pallid, everybody's going to be in a state of shock and the state of the difficulties, right? Because, Abasha, Shamar, Kodesh Baruch, Alalu Masayadai, Valalu Masayadai, Heyach, Avad, Elu, Mipne Elu, because what's Hashem going to say? They are my creation, and they are my creation. You have the Obdei Chachamim Yisrael. Why should I move out the Obdei Chachamim to make room for Klal Yisrael? Why should I bring Mashiach? And I have to eliminate others to bring the Mashiach around. So that's it. Now, everybody, Yisrael and the Malachim are in shock, right? They can't believe it. They are, they're a cone. Their faces are all pallid because they can't believe this is what Hashem is dealing with right now, that he's not willing to bring it. When they are ox, that was your dear ox, fell over and doesn't work anymore. And then you take your horse and you put a horse into the stables and you bring him out to eat from the trough. And then the ox gets better. And you have a hard time bringing the ox back to the trough and then being doche the sus, pushing the horse out of the way. I mean, once you have something going and it's going fine, to push them one out of the way of the other, even if the other one is more worthy or worth more, you still don't do it. You get attached to it. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to be hard for him to move out the Ovdei Chachamim, Ipnei Bnei Yisrael. Again, this could be the indication that we saw before that in a Mashiach comes to a generation, even though they're not Kulam Zakayim, even though they're not deserving of it, they're not meritorious, they don't deserve Mashiach, nevertheless, he's going to come, either because of the Man Hashem, right, the Man Shemi, or because it's Dor Shekulo Chayav, we said at that point in time, Hashem has to bring the Mashiach. So maybe that's in this context, it said, that why should I knock these people out for the sake of Bnei Yisrael? They're not worthy of the Mashiach. I mean, they're also not worthy of it. Amrav Gido Amrav, Atidim Yisrael Da'achle Shnei Mashiach. So that the Bnei Yisrael and Levim will have great plenty and abundance. There will be wonderful years for Bnei Yisrael during the times of Mashiach. So Amrav Yosef Pshita. So of course, Elaman Achle Chilik. Who else is going to get that? I mean, it's going to be great times and great stuff during the time of Mashiach. Who else is going to eat it? If it's Bnei Yisrael's not eating it, what do you want? The Chilik and Bilik, which are unclear what they are. They could be Shedim, Shedatot, I mean, the male and female Shedim. Or is it Chilik and Bilik are just, can be nothingness? I mean, it's an expression of, you know, these other Chilik and Bilik, those guys are, you know, John and da-da-da, are going to eat it. No, of course, Bnei Yisrael are the ones who are going to get it. Lafuke mit Rabbi Hillel, Damrei Mashiach Yisrael. Wow. So Hillel says, Mashiach's done because they used up all their merits. Mashiach came in the time of Chizkiyahu. We missed the opportunity at that time. Because that's all the Nivuot of Yishayahu. It's not clear if those Nivuot are, part of them seem to be about Chizkiyahu or Melech. And part of them seem to be Latid Lavo. So Rabbi Hillel believes that they were all about Chizkiyahu. And since that's gone already, there's no more Mashiach coming. He came already. Rabbi Shalom Rei, Shilo Shemo. What's the name of Mashiach? Shilo. Shinemar Ad Ki Yavo Shilo. Tibei Rabbi Yanai Amrei Yinon Shemo. Shinemar Hi Shemo Leolam. His name will be forever. Lifnei Shemesh Yinon. Right? He will endure like he'll be a master and endure like the sun. So there it's Yinon. I don't know if you see a pattern already. Right? Tibei Rabbi Chanina Amar. Maybe you'll see it here. Chanina Shemo. His name is Chanina. Shinemar Shilo Ten Lechem Chanina. I will not give you leniency. So what's the right? Every one of them is their own name. Debe Rabbi Shiva said Shilo is his name. De Rabbi Naina said Yinon Ishmo, and then Rabbi Chanina says Chanina Shmo. They're saying that the name of Mashiach, right, is their own name. I think that's significant in the fact that it tells us that everyone has the potential to be Mashiach. Number one, right, and number two is that he can come at any time. I mean, that it's not something like we saw before, that it's not, the only thing that's withholding him is the fact that, right, we are not deserving. So now, so there are others that say, Yishomri Menachem ben Chizkiyah Shemo, his name is Menachem, the son of Chizkiyah, Shnemar, Ki Rachak Mimeni Menachem, Meshiv Nafshi, Tzenecha, right, that it's far away from me, Menachem, the one who will come and bring consoling, Meshiv Nafshi, that will turn my soul. So what does it mean, it's far away? Who's the Menachem? Menachem is the one who's going to come back to not just the consoling one, but Menachem is the Mashiach himself. He's far away. He's been distanced at this point in time. And I assume Menachem ben Chizkiyah is because Chizkiyah was the previous one who was the Nevuot were said about that he was the Mashiach. Rabbanan Amrei Chivra Debei Rabbi Shmo. His name is the Chivra, the white one of Bei Rabbi Shnemar. Achein Chalayenu Hu. The truth is our ills, who Nasahi bears our ills or our sicknesses, umachovenu, and our pains, svalam, he carries. Vanachnu chashavnu nagu, and we regarded him as being nagua, diseased, muke elukim, right, afflicted by God, and mi'unet, and afflicted. So we thought he was, we looked at him as being downtrodden and nobody. He's really carrying all of our pains and all of our ills and all of our sickness. So therefore, Chibara, the white, who are the white ones of Dvei Rabbi? Those are the Mitzorayim. And who's white? Those are the Mitzorayim of Beit Rabbi. Those are the ones who will be the Mashiach because they're carrying all of our pains through their suffering. They're carrying all our sickness and all of our pains. It's very interesting. The statement of Nachman says, if he's from those that are living, it'll be someone like me. Shnemar. But yeah, diro mi menu, umushlo mi kibo yitzei. Because there'll be a leader, if it's going to come, but yeah, diro is leader, mi menu will come from amongst them, umushlo mi kibo yitzei. And the ruler will come out from amongst them. So meaning that, for those that are already leaders, that's where the Mashiach will come. So Rav Nachman says, that's me. Amar Rav, imin chayahu kagon Rabbeinu HaKadosh. If he comes from those that are alive, Mashiach will be Rabbeinu HaKadosh, be someone like Rabbi. Imin matayu, if he comes from those that are dead, kagon Daniel, ish chamudo, to be like Daniel. This is a very controversial Gemara. Rashi brings two interpretations to the Gemara. You can obviously know from today why it's a very controversial Gemara. Rashi brings the first interpretation as, im Mashiach me'otan shechayim achshav. Mashiach comes from those that are alive, then it'll be, Rabbi Chanina says, Rabbi Nachman says it'll be me, and the Rabbi, Rab says it'll be his Rabbi, Rabbi will be the one who comes. And what does it mean, im meitayo? Rashi says, im haya me'otan shumeitu kvar. Mashiach is coming from those that are already dead. So this is one of the major sources for the Mashiachists amongst the Chabad movement, who believe that someone who's passed away could be the Mashiach. Here it's explicit that the Rav believes that the Mashiach could come from those that are already passed away. That's the one interpretation of Rashi. Second interpretation of Rashi is not that they literally, lav dafka literally, but rather someone who is similar to them. That Mashiach will be someone like Rabbeinu HaKadosh. If he comes from among, if amongst the living you want to know an example of what the Mashiach will be like, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. You want an example of those that are dead, what it will be like the Mashiach, Daniel Yish Chamudot. Not to say that Rebbe was going to be the Mashiach, or that Daniel, who's already passed away, was going to be the Mashiach. But no, but their character, or their type, is the one that's going to be the Mashiach. So then wouldn't be a proof, obviously, because then it doesn't suggest that they can come from those that are dead. But rather, these are examples of the type of persons that would be the Mashiach. Amar Yidam Rav, Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lamid Lahem David Acher. That in the future, Hashem's going to bring a new David. Va'abdu et Hashem elukayim ve David makam asher akim lahem. They will worship Hashem their God and David their king, who I appoint for them. Hey, kim lo ne'amar, not the one I've already appointed. David was already appointed. Why is that basher akim? But rather in the future, akim el akim, that I will anoint and I will bring about. So that means a new David. So I'm like Papa, Abaye, but he says Abaye, Aktiv. What about this brother with David Abdi Nasi lahem le'olam? That David is a nasi forever. I mean, if he's going to be the ruler forever, it can't be if you bring in a new David. So it's no problem. Kun Kezar, Opalge Kezar. That's like the Caesar and the viceroy, right? Or the second in charge, the second to the king. I mean, that he has the Mashiach, the new David, will be the Kezar. He'll be the full leader. He'll be the Mashiach. And then there'll be David himself, the original David, will be second to him. He'll be the Mishneh Lamelech. Darash Rabbi Simlai, Ma'idachti, what does it mean? Hoy Hamit Avim et Yom Hashem. Whoa! So those that desire the day of Hashem. Lama Zalechem Yom Hashem. Why do you want the Yom Hashem? Who Choshech V'lohor. It's darkness, not light. Mashal. It's like a Mashal. Atanagol V'atalev. So Hashem says, Mashal Atanagol V'atalev. It's like a rooster and a bat. Shayu Mitzapim L'or. They were looking forward to the break of daylight. So I'm like, Atanagol V'atalev. Ani Mitzapel L'orash or Rashali. Says, listen, I look forward to the light because that's my signal. You know, that's when I do my job. That's when I can see, I get benefit from it. But what do you care whether there's light or not, right? You can't even see. You can't see whether it's dark or light out. I know Darmalei, how mean of the Rabbi Abba. That's similar to what a mean said to a Rabbi Abba. Emotai ati Mashiach. When's Mashiach coming? Darmalei, the chafi luhu, chashucha, lahanhu inche. Go, when it darkens out, when he blacks out, those people, when he wipes out people like you, then Mashiach will come, when they'll get rid of these people. So I'm like, Milat Kalayli, you're cursing lately, you're coming and cursing me? So I'm like, no, Kroktiv, it's a pasuk, it's not a curse for me, it's a pasuk. Ki, hine, achoshech, yichase eretz, the darkness will cover over the land, va'arafel, right, and the thick clouds, the umim nations, va'alayach, hizrach Hashem, and then Hashem will rise on you, uchvodo alayach yira'eh, and his kavod will be seen on you. So it's on particular. The sun will rise particularly on you, and his kavod will be seen on you. I mean, you personally, you, Bnei Israel, and not others. Because there'll be choshech for others. Why is that? The Rashi explains that why is the ora? What does it mean, ora shalihu? Sheish le'inayim the road, it's the nitzinet. Kach Yisrael mitzabim le'gula. Bnei Israel look forward to the gula. Yom Hashem yalem or, because for them it'll be light. That's what they're looking forward to. Those that stuck with Hashem, looking forward to the redemption. On the other hand, the Ovdei Chachamim, Lama Mikavinoto. What are they looking forward to? For them, it will be darkness, not light. So the benefits of Mashiach are not for them. It's not worthwhile for them to look forward to it. There's nothing for them to look forward to. Bnei Yisrael look forward to it because that will bring them out to show that they are the Orla Goyim. They're the ones that Hashem is Zoreach Chalav and His Kvavod is on them. So that's why they look forward to it as opposed to the others. And that's what it means. Hoyom Mitabim et Yom Hashem. Why do you look forward to Yom Hashem? Right? It'll be for you Choshech below Or. It'll be darkness and not light. That's for the non-Jews, right? For the Ovdei Chachavim. And for Bnei Yisrael, it'll be Or. Velo Choshech. The Hashem should be Zoreach Alehem. Kvod Hashem will be Zoreach Alehem. For them, it'll be Or. And that's why they look forward to the Zman HaMashiach. Okay, we'll stop over here.